What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater, Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 10:07 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to the final hour on Sunday nights. It's called the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle, all the way from Los Angeles, and it is always a pleasure. Jonathan Lowe is our in-studio producer and doing a great job, and of course, he has become part of the family in many different ways, so it's really great. All right, son, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and it looks like Bonnie Raitt just won a Grammy for Song of the Year.
That is so awesome. I love her music, Michael. I've sung, You Can't Make Me Love You. Oh, man. I think I got those lyrics wrong, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So many of her songs.
She performed earlier in the evening on the Grammys and just sounded amazing. I mean, really, really incredible. But yeah, Song of the Year, just won. She looked shocked because I don't think anyone expected this to happen, but there it is. After such a long, storied, and amazing career, she just won Song of the Year at the Grammys.
Yeah, you know, I saw for the first time at the very beginning of the Grammys, Bunny somebody.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, okay.
Yeah, he opened the Grammys.
Yeah, he opened the Grammys, and I didn't realize it was a he. So I looked him up before I watched. And I thought, oh, okay, this music is, you know, I mean, it makes you want to dance. There's no doubt about
reggaeton,
it.
Reggaeton, yeah.
Yeah, but so much of it I didn't get. I think I'm getting older. That's it, isn't it?
No, I mean, there are artists up for Grammys this year that even I had no idea who they were. So I'm right there with you. There are definitely some people on here where I'm like, who, what, what?
Although, okay, like who? Like who?
There were a couple people in a couple of categories whose names I've forgotten because I didn't know them in the first place. That was interesting. But here's the thing. I have enjoyed the outfits, like Harry Styles in his 1970s. Everyone in the whole Harry Styles performance looked very 70s. You know, the 70s seem to be really coming back in fashion, which I think I've told you before I love because it means more sparkles, more sequins, you know, all the crazy things. And I'm here for it, and it's truly on display at the Grammys tonight.
I want you to look up knick-knack shirts.
What is that?
Just look up knick-knack shirts and let me know if you really want to go back that far.
N-I-C-K?
Yeah, I think it's N-I-C-N-A-K, something like that. Knick-knack shirts. You, Jonathan, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Does he?
I don't know, Michael. No.
The 70s were not my time period.
Okay. It's a small, no, that's not it.
Wait. Is it knick-knack shirt, N-I-K?
Okay, knick-knack. There
no,
you go.
Knick-knack.
Is that right?
I don't know. I'm sitting
you
here.
You don't know? This.
Okay. Well, wait. So describe to me what the shirt is.
Okay, it looks like it is, okay, let me see how I'm going to say this. It's shiny, so it looks like disco, right? The time of disco. And it's got all these muted or jewel tone colors in it. You usually wear it with bell bottoms and really high shoes, you know, platform shoes that men would wear.
I mean, that sounds great. What's wrong with that?
Look it up.
What I heard
just
sparkles,
tell you have to look
heard,
it up.
platforms, you know, bell pants, all that's back. This all sounds wonderful. It sounds like I'm red carpet ready. Knick-knack shirt. I'm going to look it up.
No, Nick. It is knick-knick.
Knick-knick shirts.
I'm looking at these, and I can't tell the sheen on them. I can't tell the shine on them. But the patterns definitely go back to Disco Land.
Absolutely. It's more of a disco thing, like that. Yeah, knick-knick shirts. And you have to look at it because, you know, a lot of guys, most of them in Indiana, would wear them inside their pants. And the pants were always bell-bottom, you know?
Yeah.
Those that wore them on the outside were not cool. Can I just say that? They were not cool.
So, tucked-in shirts with sometimes sheen, very busy
always
patterned
sheen.
Landscape.
No, always sheen. Always.
So, knick-knicks. This is literally, like, the pictures I'm seeing right now of these knick-knick shirts are basically what I saw in the YSL runway show for 2022 fall-winter. And again, for the 23 spring season and 2023 fall-winter. The silk shirts with the tassels on the neck and the sparkles and the big patterns and the colors. This has been YSL, Valentino, Etro. This is all coming back right now. So I blame all y'all.
No, you have to be clear. No, you said that it was made of what? You said silk. There's no silk in a knick-knick. It is printed nylon and polyester design, dear. No.
I am seeing pictures, and you're right. They're tucked in. It's a whole thing.
But it's a whole thing.
Literally, if I showed up, let's say I was so fortunate to be invited to the Grammys, and I went on the red carpet in this exact outfit, no one would be like, what are you wearing? They'd be like, oh, yeah, because it's
I only asked that question one time tonight when I was watching the Grammys. You know who it was that I didn't understand?
Who?
Sam Smith. What was it?
Oh, well, if you see his performance, which was a fiery, horned, red cages, whips. His outfit was very much in line.
Let us pray right now. Let me tell you something. I listened to a couple of his songs, and then one of his songs says, "No God."
Uh-oh. Here we go.
It's called "No God."
Oh, boy.
I am not judging. I am not judging. I am not. But, yeah. I don't know where his head is right now. I don't know where he's at, but, you know.
Well, you know what? He won a Grammy tonight, which was very, very cool. So, you know, your favorite host is hosting tonight, whose name I'm trying to think of what is his name, host of the show.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
You talking about Trevor Noah?
Thank
you so much. Yeah, so Trevor Noah is the host of the Grammys tonight. And after the Sam Smith performance with the horns and the red and the leather and the whips and the fire, he came back and he played a bit that I won't be able to reenact in the hilarious way that he did. But the bit was the camera comes on him and he has his phone to his ear and he has the microphone. He's like, yeah, huh? Yep, mom. Yep, I saw it. Yep, it was not the actual devil. No, it was not. Yeah, I know. You warned me about Hollywood. I know. All right, I'll tell them. You'll pray for them all. All right. And like it was, I cackled because I was like, that's my mom. Like,
it
literally,
is your
if
mom.
She called me right now, I'd go, see, Hollywood, sin, devil.
When we moved out to California, you remember what we were told by someone here, very dear to us here in the Twin Cities. And he said, don't forget, cloven hooves walk the beaches of California. We were like, oh, no.
Yes. So anyway, I love that he had that bit after that performance. Because he's right. Pretty much, you know, all the moms were like, oh, Lord Jesus. What's happening?
Call on your God, honey. Whatever you come to, call on your God.
She's in a cage, and they're wearing red leather and fire.
She was in a cave?
Yeah.
Who was in a cave?
Sam Smith and Kim Petras, I think is her name. Is it Kim? Okay, again, a new artist that I don't know, but I've heard this song on the radio nonstop. But yeah, she was on one part of the stage, and Sam was on the other part of the stage, and she was in the cage.
Oh yeah, she was on. I saw her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's a German singer songwriter. Yeah.
German singer songwriter, and as she announced when she won the Grammy, the first trans person to win that award, so that got a big applause in that moment, and that was incredible. So yeah, also other big moments tonight. Beyonce broke the record for the most Grammys won ever in history.
That's right.
So
that's right.
sad that it was James Corden who handed her the Grammy for that. But oh well, I'm sure she'll take it. I find
Why
him
was
very
that
annoying.
Sad?
He's just annoying. I just of all the people that you want in that beautiful, sincere moment, it's not James Corden. But you know what? I'm glad she broke the record, has the most Grammys of anybody else in history. There was actually a composer who had the record before her. So now the Queen Bee is the queen, or as the host said, she's the GOAT, greatest of all time, you know? So that was really cool. And then Viola Davis.
She came out. Oh, my gosh. She looks so beautiful.
Viola won an award earlier in the evening, and that made her an EGOT. So she has joined the
rank
of EGOT winners.
That's what I was going to add. Number one, let me break in with breaking news. I don't have the breaking news stinger handy.
Are you going to talk about the earthquake?
No.
Okay.
Lizzo just won the Grammy for Record of the Year. So congratulations to Minnesota's own Lizzo for winning the Grammy for Record of the Year.
Well, she lived here, 5 years? So I wouldn't say, you know, she's not from Minnesota.
She's not from Minnesota, but she claims it.
She claims it. Yeah, she's been here 5 years.
She claims Minnesota.
No, you know I love Lizzo. You know I do. You know, and I pray for her, too.
I'm just saying, she's the one that claims it. So I'm giving her proper due. If she claimed, like, California, she claimed New York, she claimed whatever, that's fine. She claims Minnesota, so...
Yeah, I just think she's a remarkable woman. Hey, by the way, Michael, you said something about James Corden, right?
Yeah.
I looked up his height recently, and it's 5'8", and he doesn't – I mean, I'm 5'6.5". I don't think he's taller than me. I don't think so.
Like I said, not the person you want handing Beyonce her record-breaking award, but it's done. But, yes, Lizzo just won in her, again, poofy-shouldered Mylar – balloon-looking outfit, which definitely is screaming late 70s to me. So I'm just saying.
Oh, Nick Nick.
Parts,
oh, no. This is different from Nick Nick. It's different
no,
from
no,
Nick
no.
Nick.
He said, he's, look, he said 70s. Nick Nick
it is,
70s.
It's a dress, and it's very Mylar-like. I'm just saying I'm excited about this.
Nick Nick shirts are Mylar-like.
Well, her whole dress is Mylar. It's not just a shirt; it's the whole dress.
Let me rephrase what Michael's saying. It looks like the inside of one of those Mylar balloons.
You don't need to rephrase what my son said to his mother. We know how to communicate. Excuse me.
It looks like the inside of a Mylar balloon.
Okay, great. Do you feel better? You got that out?
Yes.
I was trying to not talk about her outfit when she just won the Grammy for Album of the Year. But yes, it does look like the inside of a crinkled Mylar balloon, but I still like it.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, but you remember LaBelle, right?
She works it.
Come on, you know Patti LaBelle. And the LaBelles were like, they dressed up in outrageous space outfits, you know? And it was fabulous. And then, dare I say, George Clinton, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can I just say,
George Clinton,
I mean, one of the guys
Clinton.
Actually wore a diaper on stage with
tennis
shoes.
That's a little much.
Some of them had boots on.
Before we go to break, I have to double back to what you just brought up a couple minutes ago. I have to ask you both, what's your headline? And if you're writing headlines for tomorrow morning's paper, what's your headline? Beyonce breaks the record for Grammys, or Viola Davis wins the EGOT?
It's both.
Viola Davis
wins
the EGOT. That's the one I would say first.
That question isn't fair. First of all, the headlines are already out right now. It's both.
Right.
They're both headline worthy, and we definitely should not have to choose when, you know, headlines like that didn't exist just 10 years ago. So no, I am here for both headlines at all times.
Now, if you were here at home with me, I would have to cook you something because you sound like you're kind of upset. And usually if you're upset, it's because you're hungry. So,
I'm not upset. No, it's just I don't think it's fair to say one or the other. It's both. They both deserve the spotlight in this beautiful moment.
Okay, so I see that you are somewhat offended by that. But, you know, you did say something about James Corden I didn't understand. But for some reason, you didn't like that he presented her that award. Who do you think should have?
I don't know. He's just annoying.
Like Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder was there. Oh, I know Jonathan's going to make us go to break any second, but I did want to mention it's the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. And there was this incredible performance of hip-hop artists going back to the very beginning through modern times. And it was really, really cool. Queen Latifah got on stage and rapped. Salt and Pepper, Missy Elliott. It was really, really awesome.
I saw that brief. Did I see Busta Rhymes up there too?
Oh,
Busta Rhymes.
Yes.
But like doing the whole fast rapping thing he used to do at his peak. I was here like, oh, what? It was really cool. It was really
fun. So he still has his teeth because you can't do that without your teeth.
I mean, yes, he does.
Okay, we have to take a break, don't we?
It's so wrong.
I'm just saying. Okay, I know we have to take a break, don't we, Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay, Michael. We're going to take a break, everyone. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be back.
What if you can see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It is now 10:25 here at WCCO. You are listening to Center Stage. I'm sorry, you are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour. This is the last hour of the 4 hours every Sunday night. And thank you so much to Jonathan Lowe. We still have a half an hour to go. I do want to say, Michael, very quickly, that James Corden, the English comic actor we were talking about, his middle name is Kimberly.
Maybe that's a British thing? I don't know.
It's a British thing. Yep. James Kimberly Corden.
That's strange. You know what it is that bothers me about him? His carpool karaoke, hilarious, love it, right?
Love
it. And his TV show is very popular.
Yeah.
But it's when they keep putting him in all these musical movies, Into the Woods, et cetera, and it just seems weird that they put him in The Prom. If they make a movie of a very popular Broadway musical, they tend to default putting him into the movie, and he's just not that great. And I love that he has this other side of him that can sing and perform, but it just bothers me that he becomes a default when he's actually not a great singer or performer.
Do you know he had already started over here, but there was, when he was starting and taking over for Craig Ferguson, I saw him on not one, but a couple of episodes of Doctor Who. And this was back maybe 5-6 years before he did. He's an actor by trade. He's an actor and he loves musical theater by trade. That's who he is. Mm-hmm. But I saw him acting. I'm like, that's a dude that hosts late night here in America. What's he doing on Doctor Who?
Well, he's gifted.
Sure.
And, you know, by the way, his net worth for 2023 is $100 mm-hmm. million. Dollars.
I mean, look, I'm not saying
so. Kimberly, keep going.
He isn't a strong enough actor to take lead roles in musicals from people who have more training than he does and who could really carry those movies. But his fame has gotten him there, so I'm not mad about it.
Well, there you go. I know we have to take a break and do some weather and all of that, but I do want to mention before we move on. I don't know if you heard, Michael, but about 20 minutes ago, no, I'm sorry, 2 hours ago, it was announced that there was a 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked Turkey. It was also felt in Lebanon, Jordan, Cyprus, Palestine, and more. And so they're asking people to please pray. And I tell you, it's about 18 people that they know are dead. But if you see the pictures of this horrific earthquake, you will say, oh no, there's way more than that. So let's say a prayer for them, you know, that is just, it's just awful. It is really awful. All right, Jonathan, we're going to take a break and we'll come back in a moment. Hey now, welcome back, everyone. That's right, this is the last half hour, and this is the Mom and Michael Hour with my son, Michael Battle, joining us. The other voice that you hear is Jonathan Lowe, our in-studio producer, and so much more. Okay, son, you know, we got a lot to talk about. Can we talk about movies right quick?
Oh, I'd love to talk about movies.
Let's do it.
All right. So this weekend, a new film came out called Knock at the Cabin. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I saw the trailer for it, and I won't be sleeping till about 5 in the morning.
Okay, so yeah, I asked you to watch it for a good reason, because Knock at the Cabin is the newest film by M. Night Shyamalan, who, of course, is known for his twist endings and high-concept films that are deeply intriguing and have lots of surprises throughout. So I want to make sure that we can talk about it from what is actually out there in the trailer itself. In the trailer, what you see are two dads, two gay men with a young daughter, who book an adorable vacation with their daughter in a cabin in the woods. Of course, we all know how this starts. You put a cabin in the woods, some quiet background, some scary music. We know what happens when people go in the woods. We've seen it in countless horror films in the past. So they book their vacation, and then their daughter meets a very, very large man in the woods who befriends her, played by Dave Bautista. I don't know if I pronounced his last name correctly, but we don't know him, of course, from Guardians of the Galaxy, the Marvel film. He's usually all green in that movie. I guess it's more teal. Anyway, he is dressed as an alien in Guardians of the Galaxy, but here, of course, you're seeing him as his natural self. And he's very sweet and kind and gentle, but he has three other friends who are holding weird handmade, homemade weapons. And they knock at the door of the cabin, and their pitch to this beautiful family is you have to make a horrible choice. You have to choose which person in your family you're going to sacrifice to prevent the apocalypse and save the world. And that, of course, is madness. And so, you know, it's like, who are these people? Why are they insane? Why are they making them make this choice? What's going to happen with the family? All of that gets played out in this movie. So that's the premise that we see in the trailer. That's the setup. I can't give you any other details about this movie without spoiling some part of it. But I will say I loved it. I really, really loved this movie. At first, I was kind of like, okay, I get what we're doing here. Okay, we're going forward. What's happening? And I was expecting more twists and turns and craziness. But then as the plot deepens and as it starts to, as you know, as M. Night does, as he unveils what's going on here, I was just intrigued by this. And M. Night Shyamalan, as we know, has Hollywood never gives up on him. They give him movie after movie, budget after budget. And a lot of his films crash and burn, but when he gets it right, he really, really gets it right. Of course, at the start of his career, The Sixth Sense, Signs, you know, were huge hits for him. The Shattered Glass, Unbreakable franchise. I loved those, actually. He ruined the best cartoon ever when he made the live-action version of Avatar The Last Airbender. That was just a terrible movie. So he doesn't always get it right. But in this one, he really, really did. It's based on a book, which I haven't read. So I don't know what it would be like seeing this movie if you have read the book. But for me, I had no idea what was going to happen.
Well, I know for like the three I like a lot, Michael, of his, The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, and Signs. I liked all three of those.
If you like those, you will like this movie. It's very much in the lane of his that is those three movies. And again, I can't go into detail, but just know if you and I were talking about this movie and you had seen it with me, I'd be talking for at least an hour about my analysis of what this story is about. I mean, you could teach a whole college class just on this one movie. And so if you can't tell, I wish I could go deeper into it, but I loved it. If you like those movies, if you like Signs, Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, Split, if you like the entries into the work of M. Night Shyamalan that worked, if you like those, I think you'll love this one too. So it's R-rated. They hold back on the gore, thankfully, because I don't like that.
It's R-rated?
It's R-rated. The there are moments that are implied.
It's M. Night Shyamalan.
It's M. Night Shyamalan. There are scary things that are implied, but they don't necessarily always show it. And the implication in some cases is actually even scarier. But it's not about scaring you. It's really about making you think.
You know, you always say that for scary movies. Here's the thing. A real challenge for me. I do not want to see scary movies. I don't think horror movies are what I would need to put into my spirit, my brain, my heart. I don't want to do it. And so even though you say that it's really good and worth seeing, and there's so many people listening to you tonight that will probably say, yeah, I agree with Michael. I should go see that. That's great, but I'm not in that number.
But I agree with you. that's the kicker. I don't like horror films. I really, really don't like them. I can't handle them. They're too scary for me. I have nightmares for weeks. I'm a lot like you, probably because, you know, you didn't let me watch movies like that when I was a kid. Thank God. So if I like it, that's how you know it's not designed to be scary. And the quote-unquote horror films that I have liked, people who like horror films hate it. Like It Part Two, I was like, oh, this is cool, because it's pretty much a fantasy movie that's a little silly at times, but it's interesting and complex in the story and less about the scares. So the real horror fans hated that movie, and some of them did, because it wasn't scary at all. Horror fans probably won't like this movie because it's not scary, but it's deeply interesting and has this wonderfully intertwined plot, and it makes you think, and that's what I like about it.
Okay, so you have friends, right? Male, female, yep. You name it. And the women, are they into the horror stuff? Do they go to movies with you guys?
No, but again, I don't go see horror films.
But this is a horror film.
It's not horrifying at all. It's a setup that's intense and has thrills, and it's going to make you dive into it, but it's not scary.
It's two adults and one child that are inside the house. And on the outside, there are four people. Three of them all four of them have homemade weapons that are frightening.
Yes. I know. Okay. It sounds wild, and it sounds like there's no way that this is possible. But I'm just telling you, it is not that kind of movie. It's something different, and it's really, really good.
What was the last movie you told me about and said that, Mom, it's really not bad at all, it's not a horror film, and then all of a sudden I looked at the trailer and couldn't sleep for 3 days? I mean, what was that?
Oh, I don't know. But I will say, you are particularly sensitive to the genre. And, you know, here's the thing. Here's the kicker. You don't like horror films, and, you know, you don't like things that are scary or creepy or edgy. And yet, when I was a kid, I was allowed to watch Labyrinth and Dark Crystal.
Okay, wait. You always bring up those two movies. Come on, Michael.
Because
really? Labyrinth, I'll take that. Okay, because it was really kind of weird, no doubt. The Dark Crystal was weird.
Your father is weird.
It wasn't me.
Oh, it was his fault. Okay.
It's his fault. I don't allow that. Yeah. The Dark Crystal was weird. There's no doubt about it. Harry Styles just won for
Album of the Year, by the way. The Dark Crystal
How
really strange.
Is that?
How is what?
I mean, I know Harry that. Styles. How is it that he won tonight? That's the biggest one.
The best album, you said, right? I don't know. I mean, they're very catchy songs, and they're light, and they're poppy. Anywhere Sparkles, and I just keep thinking, this is a total topic change here, but I just keep thinking about Zayn Malik, who was also in the boy band One Direction, who got famous from X Factor, maybe the British version of X Factor, right?
Yeah.
And One Direction was huge, toured the world, major group. And then they did the cliche thing that boy bands do, where they pause the group while they break up for a bit, and then they all split off and do their own careers, right? But they originally, per their X Factor story, they were individual artists, and then Simon Cowell on the show put them together. I think that's the origin story.
I think so, too.
And Harry Styles does his own thing. Zayn does his own thing. Zayn is far more interesting. He's a better singer. His songs are more interesting, and he just does really interesting music, but he's just musically more talented. But Harry Styles is kind of boring, but he's the famous one. Harry Styles
is a
mega star right now. He is selling out concerts faster than he can actually perform them, as winning Grammys all over the place. I mean, hit after hit on the chart. And don't get me wrong, they're very catchy. I just feel bad for Zayn, because that guy is really good, beautiful voice, and just didn't achieve this level of fame, although he has had some success.
So many people thought Beyonce would be the one to win tonight.
By the way, I think they did something really cool. I have the broadcast in front of me. I think they brought the mothers of all of the nominees on stage.
Oh, wow.
And Trevor Noah had the card. I saw him go over to a woman, and she read the card, and then it cuts to Harry Styles, and it cuts back to her, and she's ecstatic. I'm guessing that's his mother. So she read his name to win Album of the Year, which I think is pretty cool.
That's pretty
cool. It's very cool, but know that if I wanted a Grammy mom, I would just pull you up on stage naturally. I wouldn't need Trevor Noah. I would just be like, come up here. Come hang out with this award.
By the way, I thought Trevor Noah did a great job. I didn't get to see all of it, but what I did see, I thought he did a great job. What did you guys think?
Fantastic. So much better than Jared Carmichael on the Oscars. That was just
Who's Jared
weird.
Carmichael?
You mean the Golden
exactly.
Globes?
It said,
the Golden Globes?
Sorry. Golden Globes. Oscars haven't happened yet. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Yes, the Golden Globes were hosted by, I believe his name is Jared Carmichael. He had a TV show, I think, on NBC for a little bit.
He's a stand-up comedian. Had a very short-lived NBC TV show. Maybe a couple years it lasted, but it wasn't very long-lived.
I like the name Carmichael. What did you say his name was?
I think it's Jared Carmichael.
Jared. What if he turned it around, you know, Carmichael Jared?
I don't know. He made waves when he came
don't do
out.
The brother
the
that way.
I think.
Jared Carmichael's
saying,
a fabulous
lot
name.
In a name.
The brother's good with Jared Carmichael.
What's in a name? There's a lot in a name. No, I don't have a middle name. I used to be offended by that. I don't have a middle name, but I really like my name.
Point is, he wasn't very funny. And his opening was this whole, you know, at the Golden Globes didn't even happen last year because they found out that no one in the I think it's called the HPFA, the group of people that vote in the Golden Globes, none of them were black. So they just kind of canceled the show. They still gave out awards, but they didn't have the award show because they realized they had a major diversity issue with the entire structure of the award show. So his big opening on the Golden Globes was like, ha ha, we all know I'm here because I'm black, which conceptually I'm sure was a funny joke, but his whole opening just kind of fell flat. It wasn't actually clever or funny. And then his in-between jokes, the deeper we got into the Golden Globes, the more people were just talking over him to the point where he was fighting the audience noise just to get his joke out, some of which were okay, but I think he just lost the attention of the audience who just thought, you know what, you had a big chance here to do something great and did not do it. But
And who is this person again?
That's Jared Carmichael.
Jared Carmichael.
From the Golden Globes. But in this case, Trevor Noah was fantastic. He was hilarious. I think he did the Grammys last year.
Yes, he did. He did.
And he does the same thing where he walks in the audience and he like does little bits and cracks jokes with the stars, which of course they do at a lot of these shows. But his are actually funny and done really well. And you can just tell he's a person who has experience with live TV. And he just has that speed that has kept this show going really well.
Yeah, I was very impressed with him. He had it all down. He knew where people were sitting. Adele, I don't know why they brought, what's his name? The actor that is just so
the
successful.
Rock. That would, the Rock.
The Rock. What was that? Were they trying to introduce him to Adele? What was that?
Yes, because the joke was that he found out that Adele had never met The Rock and was a fan. And then he was like, yeah, you know, I asked The Rock, and apparently he's a fan of yours too, and hasn't met you before. And then he brought him out so the two of them could meet. It was very well done. Again, I'm not paraphrasing.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey now, welcome back everyone. That's right, this is the last half hour and this is the Mom and Michael Hour with my son Michael Battle joining us. The other voice that you hear is Jonathan Lowe, our in-studio producer, and so much more. Okay, son, you know we got a lot to talk about. Can we talk about movies right quick?
Oh, I'd love to talk about movies.
Let's do it.
All right. So this weekend, a new film came out called Not at the Cabin. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I saw the trailer for it, and I won't be sleeping till about 5 in the morning.
Okay, so yeah, I asked you to watch it for a good reason, because Knock at the Cabin is the newest film by M. Night Shyamalan, who, of course, is known for his twist endings and high-concept films that are deeply intriguing and have lots of surprises throughout. So I want to make sure that we can talk about it from what is actually out there in the trailer itself. In the trailer, what you see are two dads, two gay men with a young daughter, who book an adorable vacation with their daughter in a cabin in the woods. Of course, we all know how this starts. You put a cabin in the woods, some quiet background, some scary music. We know what happens when people go in the woods. We've seen it in countless horror films in the past. So they book their vacation, and then their daughter meets a very, very large man in the woods who befriends her, played by Dave Bautista. I don't know if I pronounced his last name correctly, but we don't know him, of course, from Guardians of the Galaxy, the Marvel film. He's usually all green in that movie. I guess it's more teal. Anyway, he is dressed as an alien in Guardians of the Galaxy, but here, of course, you're seeing him as his natural self. And he's very sweet and kind and gentle, but he has three other friends who are holding weird handmade, homemade weapons. And they knock at the door of the cabin, and their pitch to this beautiful family is you have to make a horrible choice. You have to choose which person in your family you're going to sacrifice to prevent the apocalypse and save the world. And that, of course, is madness. And so, you know, it's like, who are these people? Why are they insane? Why are they making them make this choice? What's going to happen with the family? All of that gets played out in this movie. So that's the premise that we see in the trailer. That's the setup. I can't give you any other details about this movie without spoiling some part of it. But I will say I loved it. I really, really loved this movie. At first, I was kind of like, okay, I get what we're doing here. Okay, we're going forward. What's happening? And I was expecting more twists and turns and craziness. But then as the plot deepens and as it starts to, as you know, as M. Night does, as he unveils what's going on here, I was just intrigued by this. And M. Night Shyamalan, as we know, has Hollywood never gives up on him. They give him movie after movie, budget after budget. And a lot of his films crash and burn, but when he gets it right, he really, really gets it right. Of course, at the start of his career, The Sixth Sense, Signs, you know, were huge hits for him. The Shattered Glass, Unbreakable franchise. I loved those, actually. He ruined the best cartoon ever when he made the live-action version of Avatar The Last Airbender. That was just a terrible movie. So he doesn't always get it right. But in this one, he really, really did. It's based on a book, which I haven't read. So I don't know what it would be like seeing this movie if you have read the book. But for me, I had no idea what was going to happen.
Well, I know for like the three I like a lot, Michael, of his, The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, and Signs. I liked all three of those.
If you like those, you will like this movie. It's very much in the lane of his that is those three movies. And again, I can't go into detail, but just know if you and I were talking about this movie and you had seen it with me, I'd be talking for at least an hour about my analysis of what this story is about. I mean, you could teach a whole college class just on this one movie. And so if you can't tell, I wish I could go deeper into it, but I loved it. If you like those movies, if you like Signs, Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, Split, if you like the entries into the work of M. Night Shyamalan that worked, if you like those, I think you'll love this one too. So it's R-rated. They hold back on the gore, thankfully, because I don't like that.
It's R-rated?
It's R-rated. The there are moments that are implied.
It's M. Night Shyamalan.
It's M. Night Shyamalan. There are scary things that are implied, but they don't necessarily always show it. And the implication in some cases is actually even scarier. But it's not about scaring you. It's really about making you think.
You know, you always say that for scary movies. Here's the thing, and real challenge for me. I do not want to see scary movies. I don't think horror movies are what I would need to put into my spirit, my brain, my heart. I don't want to do it. And so even though you say that it's really good and worth seeing, and there's so many people listening to you tonight that will probably say, yeah, I agree with Michael. I should go see that. That's great, but I'm not in that number.
But I agree with you. That's the kicker. I don't like horror films. I really, really don't like them. I can't handle them. They're too scary for me. I have nightmares for weeks. I'm a lot like you, probably because, you know, you didn't let me watch movies like that when I was a kid. Thank God. So if I like it, that's how you know it's not designed to be scary. And the quote-unquote horror films that I have liked, people who like horror films hate it. Like It Part Two, I was like, oh, this is cool, because it's pretty much a fantasy movie that's a little silly at times, but it's interesting and complex in the story and less about the scares. So the real horror fans hated that movie, and some of them did, because it wasn't scary at all. Horror fans probably won't like this movie because it's not scary, but it's deeply interesting and has this wonderfully intertwined plot, and it makes you think, and that's what I like about it.
Okay, so you have friends, right? Male, female, yep. You name it. And the women, are they into the horror stuff? Do they go to movies with you guys?
No, but again, I don't go see horror films.
But this is a horror film.
It's not horrifying at all. It's a setup that's intense and has thrills, and it's going to make you dive into it, but it's not scary.
It's two adults and one child that are inside the house. And on the outside, there are four people. Three of them all four of them have homemade weapons that are frightening.
Yes. I know. Okay. It sounds wild, and it sounds like there's no way that this is possible. But I'm just telling you, it is not that kind of movie. It's something different, and it's really, really good.
What was the last movie you told me about and said that, Mom, it's really not bad at all, it's not a horror film, and then all of a sudden I looked at the trailer and couldn't sleep for 3 days? I mean, what was that?
Oh, I don't know. But I will say, you are particularly sensitive to the genre. And, you know, here's the thing. Here's the kicker. You don't like horror films, and, you know, you don't like things that are scary or creepy or edgy. And yet, when I was a kid, I was allowed to watch Labyrinth and Dark Crystal.
Okay, wait. You always bring up those two movies. Come on, Michael.
Because
really? Labyrinth, I'll take that. Okay, because it was really kind of weird, no doubt. The Dark Crystal was weird.
Your father is weird.
It wasn't me.
Oh, it was his fault. Okay.
It's his fault. I don't allow that. Yeah. The Dark Crystal was weird. There's no doubt about it.
Just won for Album of the Year, by the way. The Dark Crystal
How
really
is strange, that?
How was what?
I mean, I know Harry that. Styles. How is it that he won tonight? That's the biggest one.
The best album, you said, right? I don't know. I mean, they're very catchy songs, and they're light, and they're poppy. Anywhere Sparkles, and I just keep thinking, this is a total topic change here, but I just keep thinking about Zayn Malik, who was also in the boy band One Direction, who got famous from X Factor, maybe the British version of X Factor, right?
Yeah.
And One Direction was huge, toured the world, major group. And then they did the cliche thing that boy bands do, where they pause the group while they break up for a bit, and then they all split off and do their own careers, right? But they originally, per their X Factor story, they were individual artists, and then Simon Cowell on the show put them together. I think that's the origin story.
I think so, too.
And Harry Styles does his own thing. Zayn does his own thing. Zayn is far more interesting. He's a better singer. His songs are more interesting, and he just does really interesting music, but he's just musically more talented. But Harry Styles is kind of boring, but he's the famous one. Harry Styles
is a
mega star right now. He is selling out concerts faster than he can actually perform them, as winning Grammys, all over the place. I mean, hit after hit on the chart. And don't get me wrong, they're very catchy. I just feel bad for Zayn because that guy is really good, beautiful voice, and just didn't achieve this level of fame, although he has had some success.
By the way,
so many people thought Beyonce would be the one to win tonight.
By the way, I think they did something really cool. I have the broadcast in front of me. I think they brought the mothers of all of the nominees on stage.
Oh, wow.
And Trevor Noah had the card. I saw him go over to a woman, and she read the card, and then it cuts to Harry Styles, and it cuts back to her, and she's ecstatic. I'm guessing that's his mother. So she read his name to win Album of the Year, which I think is pretty cool.
That's pretty
cool. It's very cool, but know that if I wanted a Grammy mom, I would just pull you up on stage naturally. I wouldn't need Trevor Noah. I would just be like, come up here. Come hang out with this award.
By the way, I thought Trevor Noah did a great job. I didn't get to see all of it, but what I did see, I thought he did a great job. What did you guys think?
Fantastic. So much better than Jared Carmichael on the Oscars. That was just
Who's Jared
weird.
Carmichael?
You mean the Golden
exactly.
Globes?
It said,
the Golden Globes?
Sorry. Golden Globes. Oscars haven't happened yet. Thank you so much, Jonathan. Yes, the Golden Globes were hosted by, I believe his name is Jared Carmichael. He had a TV show, I think, on NBC for a little bit.
He's a stand-up comedian. Had a very short-lived NBC TV show. Maybe a couple years it lasted, but it wasn't very long-lived.
I like the name Carmichael. What did you say his name was?
I think it's Jared Carmichael.
Jared. What if he turned it around, you know, Carmichael Jared?
I don't know. He made waves when he came
don't
out.
Do the brother
Hollywood,
that way.
I think.
Jared Carmichael's
saying,
a fabulous
there's a lot
name.
In a name.
The brother's good with Jared Carmichael.
What's in a name? There's a lot in a name. No, I don't have a middle name. I used to be offended by that. I don't have a middle name, but I really like my name.
Point is, he wasn't very funny. And his opening was this whole, you know, because the Golden Globes didn't even happen last year because they found out that no one in the I think it's called the HPFA, the group of people that vote in the Golden Globes, none of them were black. So they just kind of canceled the show. They still gave out awards, but they didn't have the award show because they realized they had a major diversity issue with the entire structure of the award show. So his big opening on the Golden Globes was like, ha ha, we all know I'm here because I'm black, which conceptually I'm sure was a funny joke, but his whole opening just kind of fell flat. It wasn't actually clever or funny. And then his in-between jokes, the deeper we got into the Golden Globes, the more people were just talking over him, to the point where he was fighting the audience noise just to get his joke out, some of which were okay, but I think he just lost the attention of the audience who just thought, you know what, you had a big chance here to do something great and did not do it. But
And who was this person again?
That's Jared Carmichael.
Jared Carmichael.
From the Golden Globes. But in this case, Trevor Noah was fantastic. He was hilarious.
He was.
I think he did the Grammys last year.
Yes, he did. He did.
And he does the same thing where he walks in the audience and he like does little bits and cracks jokes with the stars, which of course they do at a lot of these shows. But his are actually funny and done really well. And you can just tell he's a person who has experience with live TV. And he just has that speed that has kept this show going really well.
Yeah, I was very impressed with him. He had it all down. He knew where people were sitting. Adele, I don't know why they brought, what's his name? The actor that is just so
the
successful.
Rock. That would,
the Rock.
Was a joke.
What was that? Were they trying to introduce him to Adele? What was that?
Yes, because the joke was that he found out that Adele had never met The Rock and was a fan. And then he was like, yeah, you know, I asked The Rock, and apparently he's a fan of yours too, and hasn't met you before. And then he brought him out so the two of them could meet. It was very well done. Again, I'm not paraphrasing these jokes as well as he did them all the time, but it was funny. It was really funny. It was quick. It moved fast. Kept this award show going really well. So I hope when we watch the Oscars, it has the same
fantastic. Speed. Yeah. Yeah, I loved it, and I just think there were moments, and I didn't get to see most of it, Michael, but what I did see, I enjoyed it, except for a couple of things, like, you know, Sam Smith, and I love his voice, but I think he's turned a corner.
Oh, boy, here we go. I'm going to find the YouTube clip of the Joker, his mother calls him, warning him, I told you, Hollywood, I'm going to find that clip.
I would love to hear that.
Before we turn to the dark side, we got to pay some bills. Satan got to cover hell some way, too.
Watch it, Reverend. Watch it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. As we wrap up this hour, my goodness, there's so much more we could talk about. But we did talk about the movies. We did talk about the earthquake. Unfortunately, please say a prayer for them, or at least send really good thoughts up. And, that's 8.4. That's a terrible earthquake. There's no doubt about it. Jonathan, it's been a pleasure being on with you tonight. And, of course, Michael, is there anything you would like to address before we leave tonight?
Yeah, I just want to say, you let me watch Dark Crystal, and then I watch it as an adult.
Oh, my gosh. Are you for real? Are you for real? No, seriously.
Hey. What should you do with that microphone?
Sorry.
Sorry, it was there wasn't an 8.4 in Turkey, by the way. I think it was 7.8.
No.
Just wanted to clarify that point.
No. Are you sure?
I'm seeing on the news story 7.8. Still massive, but I just want to clarify that it wasn't 8.4, it was 7.8.
Well, just remember, they always take a point off. I think it's just too much for them to leave it. And it says, okay, that's U.S. news. No. All of the original ones I saw from out of the country were 8.4. So I don't know why all of a sudden that's changed.
6 minutes ago, yeah. It's all the sources are saying 7.8 as of 6 minutes ago.
So, yes, Associated Press is saying 7.8. It looks like Reuters is saying 7.9. So it's going to be in that range. More than likely, it's going to be in that range of 7.8.
Oh, my gosh. Did y'all not just hear what I said? This is the problem, see? This is the problem. Okay. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. Jonathan, thank you for everything. And, of course, my son, Michael Battle, I absolutely adore you and your sister. And I'm so happy you're able to come on with me on Sunday nights. So thank you.
I love being on and love you, too.
Love you, too, son. Take care. All right, everyone, stay safe. Enjoy this warm weather that is coming, because the temperatures have been crazy across the world. So do take care of yourselves. Protect yourselves anyway. Take some gloves with you, because you never know when there's some type of, what do they call that, Jonathan? Where, something hovers over a certain area and it looks like it's going to send a cold bomb or something.
I'll say this. I hate this term. I've grown. I shouldn't say hate. I don't really like this term, but it's the recent term is called a polar vortex.
That's it. Yeah.
You could call it an Arctic blast or something of that nature, but but they call it a polar vortex, and for some reason, the media and the weather people just really juiced the heck out of it. And
oh,
for some reason, it annoyed the heck out of me.
Have you been watching what is happening?
Huh?
I'm sure you looked at what was happening on Mount Washington.
Mount Washington? Oh.
I
keep forgetting that they have a weather station. They have people that observe up there. Those people deserve medals.
I agree with that.
Mom.
Yeah.
The other day, I had a great time ice fishing. You might say I had an Arctic blast. Come on.
If you ever say that again, I'm going
to
send you
back.
I'm going to send you a box.
I'll just say this. You can't do that joke with polar vortex.
No. I'm working on it. I had to come back. But give me a couple weeks. I'll find a way.
It's so true.
Lord help us.
Oh, gosh. God help
everyone.
Us, please. And that is no joke. Our world is in trouble when it comes to climate change. And, Jonathan, I want to spend some time with you on that, hopefully next week when we can really talk about it. So good night, everyone. Take care. And, Jonathan, be safe. Michael, be safe. Good night. Welcome back, everyone. As we wrap up this hour, my goodness, there's so much more we could talk about. But we did talk about the movies. We did talk about the earthquake. Unfortunately, please say a prayer for them, or at least send really good thoughts up. And, that's 8.4. That's a terrible earthquake. There's no doubt about it. Jonathan, it's been a pleasure being on with you tonight. And, of course, Michael, is there anything you would like to address before we leave tonight?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, you let me watch Dark Crystal, and then I watched it as an adult.
Oh, my gosh. Are you for real? Are you for real? No,
seriously. Hey. What should you do with that microphone?
Sorry.
It wasn't an 8.4 in Turkey, by the way. I think it was 7.8.
No.
Just wanted to clarify that point.
No. Are you sure?
I'm seeing on the news story 7.8. Still massive, but I just wanted to clarify that it wasn't 8.4, it was 7.8.
Well, just remember, they always take a point off. I think it's just too much for them to leave it. And it says, okay, that's U.S. news. No. All of the original ones I saw from out of the country were 8.4. So I don't know why all of a sudden that's changed.
6 minutes ago, yeah. It's all the sources are saying 7.8 as of 6 minutes ago.
So, yes, Associated Press is saying 7.8. Looks like Reuters is saying 7.9. So it's going to be in that range, more than likely. It's going to be in that range of 7.8.
Oh, my gosh. Did y'all not just hear what I said? This is the problem, see? This is the problem. Okay. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. Jonathan, thank you for everything. And, of course, my son, Michael Battle, I absolutely adore you and your sister. And I'm so happy you're able to come on with me on Sunday nights. So thank you.
I love being on and love you, too.
Love you, too, son. Take care. All right, everyone, stay safe. Stay, enjoy this warm weather that is coming because the temperatures have been crazy across the world. So do take care of yourselves. Protect yourselves anyway. Take some gloves with you because you never know when there's some type of, what do they call that, Jonathan? Where, you know, something hovers over a certain area and it looks like it's going to send a cold bomb or something.
I'll say this. I hate this term. I've grown. I shouldn't say hate. I don't really like this term, but it's the recent term is called a polar vortex.
That's it. Yeah.
You could call it an Arctic blast or something of that nature, but but they call it a polar vortex, and for some reason, the media and the weather people just really juiced the heck out of it. And for some reason, it annoyed the heck out of me.
Have you been watching what is happening?
Huh?
I'm sure you looked at what was happening on Mount Washington.
Mount Washington? Oh.
I
keep forgetting that they have a weather station. They have people that observe up there. Those people deserve medals.
I agree with that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. The other day, I had a great time ice fishing. You might say I had an Arctic blast. Come on.
If you ever say that again, I'm going to send you
back.
I'm going to send you a box.
I'll just say this. You can't do that joke with polar vortex.
No. You know what? I'm working on it. I had to come back. But give me a couple weeks. I'll find a way.
It's so true.
Lord help us.
Oh, gosh. God help everyone. Us, please. And that is no joke. Our world is in trouble when it comes to climate change. And, Jonathan, I want to spend some time with you on that, hopefully next week when we can really talk about it. So good night, everyone. Take care. And, Jonathan, be safe. Michael, be safe. Good night.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.